human freedom and enslaving mankind. Fourth, they say that belief in an afterlife stops people from making the most of this life. Fifth, they think that religion seeks power and encourages bloodshed and is therefore responsible for countless deaths. That's what atheists believe. But are any of these positions really true? Let's start with the notion that religion is detrimental to critical thinking. As we discussed in the last chapter, many geniuses of science not only believed in God, but were also ardent Christians. We saw how atheists choose to ignore this fact because it goes against their belief that science and faith are natural enemies. But if, for a moment, atheists actually tried to be fair-minded and ask themselves the simple question of why Christianity has produced so many great scientists, they might have realized the equally simple answer. Because the Christian system of belief is founded on the idea that there is a rational God who is the source of rational truth. Christianity teaches that there is a purpose and design to the universe. Now, if something has a design, it follows that it must exhibit some kind of reasonable and rational behavior. It must, by definition, give rise to certain predictable laws and principles. This system of laws and principles is the whole basis for scientific investigation. That's why the practice of science as an organized and sustained enterprise of the human race arose in a civilization that was overwhelmingly Christian. One of Christianity's core beliefs is that things make sense, and furthermore, that it's our duty as human beings to find out how and why they make sense. That is the basis for all rational thinking. Indeed, it's impossible to study history without seeing the extraordinary role Christianity has played, not only in the development of rational thinking, but also in the spreading of such thinking, that is, the creation of an educational system. Though education was important in the pagan world, it didn't become institutionalized until Christianity began its march across the globe. The early Greeks and Romans had no public schools of higher learning. It was Christians who established those. When the Huns, Goths, Vandals, Visigoths, and other barbarian tribes overran what was left of the Roman Empire, it was the Christians who took the smashed European continent and imposed learning, order, and stability upon it. In the so-called Dark Ages, it was the Christians again who painstakingly preserved, copied, and studied manuscripts from antiquity in order to pass them on to future generations. Christianity, therefore, was responsible for the Renaissance or rebirth of Greek and Roman culture. Now, if the Christian religion had really been so opposed to critical thinking, why in the world would it have acted so decisively to protect and preserve the writings of Plato, Aristotle, and other pagan philosophers? Why wouldn't Christians have burned them in a big bonfire, as atheists claim they are so fond of doing to books that contradict the faith? But there's more. It was the monastery system of the church that maintained the intellectual culture of the West for hundreds of years and gave birth to the first universities and libraries. These great institutions spread throughout Europe and provided a systematic, as well as integrated, form of public education for the masses. For the first time in history, individuals from all social and ethnic groups were included, without bias toward ethnicity or class. This contribution was revolutionary. Nor was it just the Catholic Church that was responsible for the development of education. The Protestant reformers, who wanted everyone to be able to read the Bible, introduced to the world the concept of compulsory education for boys and girls. This, again, was a radically new idea. With all this focus on learning, is it any surprise that, later on, all but one of the first 123 colleges in colonial America were founded as Christian institutions, including Harvard, Princeton, and Yale? And what of the criticism that religion is the enemy of art? Jack Uberman, in his book, The Quotable Atheist, says, quote, "Religion."